When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution and a very heartfelt thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning, and he does a great job doing so. And thanks for everyone who called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, first day of November.
Oh, my God. What happened in October? Where'd you put it? Thank you to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
And the 0-1 popped up. This could be the ball game. Shallow left. Bryant and Russell are there. Russell's got it. And this World Series is going to have a seventh game tomorrow night. The Cubs beat the Indians by a score of 9-3.
Game six.
That's something. And thank you, Tyler Farengol, for filling in for our guy, Brandon Flaherty, who decided to take off.
Mott is on his way in. Strope is on his way out, pointing toward the heavens. We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
That's an honor of Bob called his play-by-play.
What the hell was that?
That was Stropey.
That was Bob Costas criticizing Pedro Strope.
Yes.
A strange way to do it.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Marshall Harris is here. Yeah! Marshall, good to see you, buddy.
Can't wait to answer all your questions.
That was Dan Bernstein.
Aww. Everybody have a nice time handing out candy?
I handed out no candy, but I think for the first time in my adult life, I had no candy on Halloween.
Wow, yeah, we were busy.
No, I just, the opportunity did not present itself.
We didn't get much action.
Nice weather, though.
It was beautiful, and we were prepared, and now, you know, it's one of those things where you got a bunch of stuff you don't need. Candy. Sitting around.
We didn't. I was hoping to actually end up with more leftovers.
I'll give you some.
But yeah, as long as it's chocolate, yeah, sure. Bring it. Let's give it to the station. They'll leave it. Bring it and set it out here. But I
just, so you know, kids don't actually like chocolate. They like nerds and sweet and sour stuff.
Sour Patch Kids, sweet tarts.
They like that kind of little kids.
They want their pure sugar. They want it in the most pure form.
They're not chocolate people. And then adults buy bags of chocolate. Really for themselves.
I believe Mully on that one.
What was really popular at our house was that after attending the Taylor Swift concert down in New Orleans, Beth brought back and had with her all of these friendship bracelet making kits, sort of self-contained Taylor Swift bracelet kits. So she made those available to any Swifties and said, look, either you can take a couple pieces of candy, or if you want one of these. And those were a huge hit.
Hmm.
Huge hit.
Yeah, I bet.
And did you see, actually, for the first
apparently
time,
a lot of Swifties.
There was the giant.
You don't have a lot of Republican kids around you?
Wow.
They came out of their orange faces and their long ties, screaming about firing squads. Yeah. So,
whoa.
And they. Driving little garbage trucks around. And so, did you see that there was a giant friendship bracelet that circled the entire Superdome? A huge one. And they're sending it for the first time. The Superdome officials or whoever was in charge of that, they're sending it to Indianapolis. And they're going to actually have it around the Lucas Oil Center.
Oh.
The same one. I thought, and because my
is
wife
that where
was,
she's next.
I think so.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And they're now measuring. Do you remember Beastquake?
No.
Remember?
No.
Yeah, you do. When the in Seattle, when Marshawn Lynch is running and the seismographs went off.
I was at that game.
But so you know that they said that there's actual earthquake.
Yeah, it registered as an earthquake.
It is now happening at Taylor Swift concerts.
No kidding.
That they are now, when people are jumping up and down together, the same thing. Is they're calling them take
wakes. The building shook.
Yeah.
It was the
ground shook.
It was extraordinary. Yeah. I was there. Yeah. It was like he made that run, ran over about.
To be honest, when you said Beastquake, I thought you said Bisquick, and I got really hungry, but then I realized,
Beastquake sounds good.
There we go, our plausible blobs in Newfoundland.
Yeah. Shane could probably make you some pancakes if you ask him. He makes bread, apparently.
Oh, he does make bread. Great bread.
Have you purchased it?
No.
I've had it.
He gives me free samples.
Yeah.
I'm here for the samples. I'm like the guy
who is spectacular.
Oh. You're up in arms over that,
had it? One of these days.
I haven't had it.
The garlic confit.
Morning show ignored again.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh. Yeah.
I'll have to order some.
Now you got Molly excited. He's pondering.
I'm all over it. That sounds good. Big fan. Focaccia and Shane.
Focaccia? I just like saying focaccia.
We are going to be talking with Lena Washington, old friend of Mars Hall here. She is the sports anchor reporter for 12 News in Arizona, so we'll go behind enemy lines. I thought that Jalen Johnson said some pretty interesting things yesterday about how they feel about playing for their head coach. So we'll get to that at 11. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25. High Noon, 11:45. Kevin Fishbane at noon, Adam Hoge at 1, the solid wall of sound thereafter.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.